Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And it's been a few weeks.
It has been. I've missed you.
I did get a concerned message from Caesar yesterday asking if we were going to have a podcast up.
Yes, I got a few of those as well. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. No, we did have some technical issues for a few weeks. Originally back, I think, in February. That's why we didn't have any. Mm-hmm. So we were just having lots of issues. So we're like, eh. And then the last few weeks, I'm not going to lie, I had to learn some things, and I was like, I don't feel like learning more.
You had to learn all the things.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, though, like, you know, with all the technical difficulties and, like, learning new things and skills and stuff. So it's been fun, but I'm honestly, it's like, I'm tired. I'm a little tired.
Yeah. Yeah, the brain needed a break.
And I just feel like I always have the worst luck when it's, like, when I plan a day to, like, do more of my OnlyFans content.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I'm going to do it on Monday. I'm going to have plenty of time, you know, whatever.
Get ready. Do the makeup.
And then my mom gets home. What are you doing? Oh, I'm just playing around. I was a little stressed out. I'm just playing with makeup.
Oh, what don't come in here, though.
I may or may not have bought a sound machine.
Like, what kind of sounds?
So it's a sound machine. Like, they typically use them, like, at therapist office where it just kind of makes a white noise.
Oh, yeah. Or, like, when you're sleeping.
Mm-hmm. And this one comes with, like it has a firecrackle, like if you had a fire, you have a fire pit going or whatever. They have all kinds of noises, like brooks and like birds and, you know, water, all this other stuff.
So like soothing noises. Mm-hmm. Though,
but it's, I did that because my therapist had, like, when I would go to my therapy in person, she has one so that people outside the door can't hear what's going on.
That's actually brilliant.
Right, so I got it so that if I'm ever doing anything, I can just play that and they won't hear.
Well, what does your mom say? Like, what are those birds chirping in there?
No, it's just, I use the fan noise, the white, so it just sounds like she can't hear anything. Oh. Sounds like a fan going.
Oh, so that's, like, been helping?
Yeah, like, I mean, I just got it.
Oh, okay.
For this reason, because, like, if I'm home and she gets home, like, and I'm doing makeup and I haven't actually started the picture-taking process, it's easy to just explain, yeah, I just got bored, and then I start making it really outlandish and crazy, like vampire-type makeup.
Oh.
Like, red contact lenses and everything.
And then you're like, hey, Mom, what's up? And she doesn't question it at all.
No, it's just like, I was bored, and then I got distracted, so I did this.
Well, and then I was thinking, like, with the white noises, are you making much noise when you're doing your content? Whoa, that picture is gorgeous. Vicky just showed me a picture of her.
My
that
makeup
is so cool.
No, but it's more or less because I tell her I'm in a meeting sometimes. Okay. Like when she is home and I, like, was in the middle of taking pictures, I'm like, hey, Mom, I send her a message, or like, hey, Mom, I'm in a meeting right now, I'll let you know later. And it's gonna be kind of, you know, sus if I'm supposedly in a meeting on my computer and it's just like all these weird noises and like on my bed, moving around, you know, changing outfits.
Oh,
so it's
gonna,
yeah, it's more or less just to hide that. Or sometimes when I'm trying to write a lot of stuff for people, it's a lot. So I use voice to text because I don't feel like texting.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want.
So you don't want your mom to hear what you're saying to people. I get it. That makes sense.
No good. But it's been fun. I got a crap ton of more followers that I'm very grateful for.
Yay.
Doing a lot more custom content. I was going to do custom content yesterday, but I'm doing an adult thing that's not OnlyFans.
Oh.
I'm refinancing my house.
Okay.
You know
so
what
like
that
a
means?
Real adult thing.
Yeah.
Not an adult sexy thing.
No. Not OnlyFans stuff.
Oh.
Do you know what a refinance is?
I mean, kind of no, not really. I know people do it, but I don't actually know what it entitles.
Well, what I'm going to do, so when, let's say you bought your house and it cost $100,000, right?
Okay.
And by the way, if I get any of this information wrong, feel free to message me, but don't get mad at me. I'm just doing this how I understand it. If your house is worth $100,000 20 years ago when you buy it, it is now worth $400,000. You're still not done paying it off, but which I feel like $100,000 in 20 years. Anyways, sorry. Like, you should have, but matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
These are just numbers.
It's, you know, you're probably 10 years away from whatever. So your house has accumulated $400,000. So $300,000 of equity.
Yeah.
You're living in a gentrified part of the city or whatever that used to be low budget. Now it's, your house is worth a lot of money. So when you go to refinance it, you have all that equity.
Okay. All that, the $300,000. Mm-hmm,
of what your house would be worth. So you can basically, you're taking out a new loan, and you can take some of that money out, some of that equity out through this new loan process. It's basically getting a whole new loan. A lot of, so some people do that to get the equity out, and then they use it to pay bills or...
So in this scenario, you could get a $300,000 out?
Yeah, depending on what your financial status is. It might not be the exact $300,000, but you could maybe get $100,000 or whatever it is, right?
And then that's your money to keep?
It's part of the loan process. You're basically... It's like, if you were to sell your house today, you would get $300,000 more than what it was worth. So it's kind of like doing it preemptively.
But would you eventually have to pay that
off? It's basically like a new loan, yeah.
Okay, so you might get the $300,000, but eventually you're going to have to pay that back.
Yeah, it's a new loan from what I understand, but I'm not doing that. I'm not taking money out. So all I'm doing is refinancing, basically saying, hey, I want a new contract for my loan. Can I sign up with you? And they're giving me a lower interest rate and I'll have a lower monthly payment. And if all goes right, I have to, you know, I have to send some more paperwork in and do some more things. I'm going to be saving like $400 to $500 a month.
Oh, wow.
Which is pretty awesome.
I hear people usually like refinance their house like way later on,
mm-hmm.
you know, like after they've had it for like years and years and years.
Well, that's because it's built all that equity. Mine, I haven't had that long, but it's, the value has gone up a lot for the short amount of time.
So is it better to do it now, since, do you just want like...
I mean, you can just do it whenever you really need to and you're able to. And I'm mostly doing it right now because rates are at a historic low. So I'm basically dropping 2 points in my interest rate. So I'm saving a ton of money down the long run as well.
Oh,
because I'm not going to be getting... I'm going from like a 5.25 to like a 3.2.
And are you doing it now because like you don't know how long you want to stay in that house anyways?
Yeah, like that. And I'm just going to be saving money in general. I'd like a lower monthly payment.
Why
like,
wouldn't everyone do that then?
Some people aren't qualified depending on what your debt to income ratio. And on top of that, they have to send appraisal person this weekend.
Okay.
This like on Friday, I have somebody coming to my house and they're just going to look at it and check everything inside and basically determine what my house is truly worth. Because you can go online and check like what the estimated cost of your house is based on trends and what other houses are selling for. That sort of thing. But then you have an actual official appraisal happening. And so they can be like, oh, okay, yeah, your house isn't like a meth house or anything. It's not messed up on the inside or anything like that. There was no fire damage or something that wasn't reported. They can see and kind of give you a more accurate description. And depending on how much your house is truly worth, you can even get more money. You can get a better interest, you know, all these other things. You can get better stuff.
Do you think your house is worth more than what it's listed for? Because of all like the work you've put into it?
It's interesting because like maybe, because one person told me it was worth like $25,000 more than I thought it was worth.
Oh, like just a random person?
Well, like
someone who knows.
It was a mortgage person. He was running the numbers, he said, and this is just like the basic numbers. And then he ran them again. He's like, this seems weird. And I don't think this is true, but I think it might be worth $50,000 more than what you thought. And I'm like,
that would be cool.
I'm like, that would be awesome. I'm not putting all my eggs in that basket. I don't expect that to be a thing, but that would be cool.
You'll find out this Friday.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know how long it takes, but they're having coming over to inspect the house. And you know me, and you are very much like this too. When you have people coming over to your house, what do?
Go crazy and anal and clean everything.
Yes. And so now I'm having people coming to judge my house, basically. And I know it's not that big a deal. Like people, like my best friend just had her house refinanced and she has construction going on in her master bathroom.
Okay.
Still. She's like, it's not that big a deal. And I'm like, but I'm Mexican. I need everything clean.
Everything needs to be perfect.
So the last few days, the days I told myself I was going to be baking content, my parents got their vaccine.
Yay! And so,
unfortunately, my dad had the poopies.
Really?
Yeah, but I think it was honestly, he's like, I just think I'm old. I'm getting old, and I don't think my body can handle dairy anymore.
Oh, so it had nothing to do with the vaccine.
It might have been a coincidence, but he's supposed to be.
I didn't even know that was one of the side effects.
I mean, it's not really supposed to have too many side effects, the first one. My dad's a hypochondriac, though.
He's special.
Yeah.
Maybe he was just nervous, too.
Right? The second shot's the one that's supposed to knock you on your ass.
Yeah, that's what I've heard as well.
So he's...
Maybe he needs to wear a diaper when he gets it.
Right.
Just in case.
Right. But he was home on Monday. And so I've been painting, like, my other bathroom. I've been installing new stuff, like little minor upgrades that are still...
I was like, you ain't got time if they're coming on Friday.
Right. Oh, no. Yeah, the bathroom's painted. The guest bathroom is all done.
Good.
So I'm like, it looks so cute now. But the same day we're painting and waiting for things to dry, guess what the freak happens that causes more stormage?
Oh, no. Did something break?
Yeah. My bathtub. No.
What?
So I have one of those, my bathroom, it's one of those bathtub shower situations, all one piece.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had a bottle of like a soap, like a liquid soap thing, okay. A plastic bottle, and it was fairly full. And it fell when I moved the shower curtain because I was planning on changing out the shower pipe. I wanted one of those, like you get the hotel room that gives you more space. Okay. And they look all sleek.
You're so extra.
It's really because I hated my other one because it looked kind of gross.
Oh.
So I'm like, oh, well, if I'm changing them out, I want to make a match. So I switched them out because honestly, they were a lot more expensive than I thought. I could get a crappy one that doesn't do that for like $5 to $10 cheaper than the nicer one. And that's heavy duty.
Yeah, but then you have to install it yourself.
You have to install all of them yourself.
I mean, I wouldn't. But...
No, I know. My dad and I were doing it together because you really need a second person.
Yeah.
It's hard. So I moved the shower curtain so I can get ready for the installation, blah, blah, blah. And this stupid thing of soap falls down and hits my tub and makes a hole in it.
What?
I don't know. It's not logical.
Wait. Yeah, because your tub would be way stronger than this bottle of soap.
Right.
You would think.
You would think. It just probably hit it at the right sweet angle. It was so weird.
Can you... like repair that, like fix the hole, or do you have to get a whole new shower tub?
No, I was already looking for a new tub. My dad's like, no, we can get this thing. It's called Bondo. You can basically cover it up and it fine. Stinks like hell and it's fine after like 20 minutes, which is cool.
Like the water doesn't seep into the hole if you...
Mm-mm.
Really?
Yeah. So I was very impressed with it. My dad spackled it on there. The only problem was like I got a sandpaper because I was going to sand it and try to paint it because I have the thing to paint tubs. Unfortunately, I go there and I'm like... Well, I had bought it from when my parents were remodeling their house. Anyways, it's like I need more Bondo because it's not even. Like, oh. It's like, so if there's a hole, it still needs a little more to go, like, to be flat.
Even when you sand it?
Like, because it's too low. It's not like I could sand it to make it even. It's way, like, it's past the point, right? So I'm going to have to try to do that today.
You're like, Dad, I wish you didn't have this stuff because I just want to buy a new tub.
Right. Well, I mean, he went and got it, which $15 as opposed to $1,000.
Yeah, but you're like, but I hate this tub.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Yeah. So my bathroom now looks like my bathroom was supposedly all done. I was just going to add some nice, cute little touches. Oh. And now I have to do that. And I have like paint bucket. I have this and that. Like I'm not using my bathroom right now. So I just have a lot to do right now.
That adulting does not sound nearly as fun as your OnlyFans adulting, right. I gotta say.
Yeah, it's a very different type of adulting. And yesterday I spent all day like gardening and cleaning out my outside area. That sounds like an OnlyFans thing. but I planted some cute flowers. I'm doing all that, like put dirt in. I'm going to get more dirt, do all that stuff, cleaned up the edges. Like it just, so I'm very sore. I felt like I worked out all day.
Yeah.
Which is nice because
yeah, gardener is no joke.
Honestly, like the quarantine 15, 30, 20, whatever it is, I feel like it's very much hit me and I'm really like bumming out. So I have to like try to do as much work as I can to feel like I'm working out, but also feeling accomplished.
Yeah, I feel that. Hey, don't you feel accomplished even when you just work out though?
Sometimes.
Really?
Sometimes I just like, it's weird because it's harder for me to get motivated. It's like, I know I'm glad I did it after I work out, but I don't have that same sense of like, oh my God, it's going to be so rewarding. Like if I were to like clean or do stuff in my house.
Oh, like, well, yeah. Cause I guess you like see that right then and there. And with working out, it takes way more than just one time.
Right.
where like cleaning your bathroom, you clean your bathroom and then it's beautiful and you're right. Like, oh, this is my reward.
They're like, it's so shiny and it smells nice. Put some new candle waxes in. I do the little melter thingies. They smell so nice. It's like picture like a lamp and it has a little dish on top and then you get little pieces of, it's like wax and they're all different smells and you just put it on top and it melts and it makes everything smell pretty. It's like having a candle without a flame.
Kind of sounds beautiful too.
And I got pretty
cool. What you need to do with this new bathroom and this new bathtub once it's all fixed is take hella sexy pics for your OnlyFans in it, because then it'll be worth it, you know?
Right. I've tried taking pictures of myself in the bathroom. It is so hard to do it myself. Well, a little bit of everything, because you need the lighting. You need someone to take the pictures, and I have one of those handheld timers.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like you don't want to get it wet. I did shower ones.
Oh, those are so sexy. If those pics turn out right. Oh.
Yeah, I know. There's some where I'm like, I look so hot. And then like I forgot to suck my stomach in. So it looks so bad.
Oh, yeah. You're like, damn it. Everything would have been perfect if I just remembered.
And if I cut it out, it looks off. Like,
Yeah, then it's just like face and neck.
It was one of those, like my mom was on her way home. So I had to hurry too. So it wasn't like I could take a bunch, look at them, take more.
Yeah, you only had like a limited of time.
Right.
Your mom would be like, why are you taking such a long bath?
Yeah, it's like, don't worry about it.
Sorry.
But over this quote unquote break we had from podcasting, some other stuff has gone on.
Yeah.
You celebrated an anniversary.
I did.
What did you guys do in COVID land? Last
week, me and J-Rub celebrated our 4 years, which is crazy.
Damn, I feel like it's longer than that.
That's funny because his parents were like, is it 5 years? And my mom was like, is it 3 years? And I'm like, it's 4 years. Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy to think that it's been 4 years, but then it also feels like it has been longer in a way.
But it feels like, shorter, too. I feel like it was like last year that I met him. Like it.
Yeah, right? And then last year was like 20 million years. So, But yeah, our tradition is to go to the OG.
Olive Garden.
That's the Olive Garden. Yes, I'm glad you knew that abbreviation because a lot of people don't get it.
Well, because they think OG, it's like the original. It's like what's the original? Is that like your first restaurant? Is it the whatever it is, you know?
No, you know what I think it is? Is our first anniversary, I was extremely hungover. And it makes sense because our anniversary is the day after St. Patrick's Day. So I'm actually always hungover. And this year I was like, I'm not going to be. It's on like a work night or whatever, and like there's no big celebrations happening. No, your girl was still hungover. I still very much indulge in champagne, which I dyed green, and then Jameson. Too much of it. So the day after was a struggle, but it was great because then we went to the Olive Garden and got so much food. And like that's like the perfect hangover food. Just
all pasta, and bread.
The salad, the bread, the sauces. Oh, yeah, it was amazing.
You're making me hungry.
Sorry. Yeah. And then we just hung out.
What'd you get as a gift? What'd you give him?
Okay. Well, what's funny is you'll appreciate this. At Costco, they have that really, really giant baby Yoda.
Yeah, I got one.
Or Grogu, as you would say.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know it was just at Costco. So a few weeks ago, I went to Costco and I was like, oh my God, it's here. And then I sent him a picture and was like, it's taking me all of me not to buy this right now. And he was like, buy it. And I was like, we don't need another stuffed animal, another squishmallow. We already have like 4 of them. But then I did it. But I was like, I'm going to wait until our anniversary and give it to him.
Hmm.
And so it was waiting on the couch for him when he got home from work. And then when I got home, he just like looks at me and is like, open your gift. And my gift came in like a shoe size box. Uh-huh. So I was like, What? And then I opened it and it was a baby Yoda squishmallow.
Just a smaller one.
That
is so cute.
So now we have 2 more squishmallows, which if you don't know what squishmallows are,
they're amazing.
Like the most comfortable pillow, but like usually is the shape of like an animal or something.
They have different animals. I've seen unicorns, but they have like Grogu and Chewbacca. It's sad because like when they get them again at Costco, all you see left is Chewbacca.
I know. And then I looked at Chewbacca and I was like, Chewbacca's cool, but like nothing can be Baby Yoda.
Right. Yeah, and the big ones are like $20 a pop.
Dude, I'm surprised that Baby Yoda was that cheap.
Right, me too.
Huge. huge. It's like the biggest one we have. And then the one he got me is like a normal size one. So now I'm like, we have a big one and a baby one.
Which is perfect for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're so comfortable. But I'm just looking at our couch and I'm like, this is like a child's couch. Like, we have a gnome. We have, like, I think a lamb. It's just ridiculous.
If you ever need to hide them, I actually showed this to Rev today. One of my adulting things I'm going to do. I have a million stuffed animals. So my dad has gifted me so many stuffed animals through the years. And aww, I keep them all because, my dad.
Yeah.
And so I found, like, right now they're all in a tub in my closet.
Probably getting, like, hella grimy.
Well, no, they're in a tub. They're sealed, but
little spiders are in them.
Why are you ruining this for me? So I ended up getting this thing. It's arriving today. It's ooh, like a bag, like a bean bag without the
is
beans.
Is it where you suck the air out and then they all squish?
No.
Oh, good.
You okay, stick all your stuffed animals in this, and like if you have a little kid, they could sit on it. Or if you have a bunch of extra pillows that you don't want, just, you know, you don't have space for, you shove them in there and you can make like basically another seat.
Oh, it's like a bean bag it turns into, kind of?
Yeah, without, you know, the beans.
A stuffed animal bag.
Yeah, that you can sit on.
Weird. How many do you have, do you think?
Enough to fill a giant tote bag. Like the boxes.
Put it in your like room as like a chair?
I think I might just leave it in like my foster brother's area because they have a little corner that's all his stuff. So I'm going to be moving a lot of stuff around for the appraisal people coming.
Yeah.
So, because it's like my house looks like a mishmash of all different kinds of things right now.
Oh, girl, you don't got a lot of time to organize it all.
No, but that's going to be my thing today.
But your foster brother will love that.
Oh, yeah. He's going to dig it. Because right now, he doesn't like his bed. He has a toddler bed. He's not a big fan, though.
Really?
Yeah, because he rolls around in his sleep a lot. So he'll either hit the thing or fall off. So we just put a mattress on the floor, and he loves that. He loves a little mattress on the floor. He loves jumping on it, and that way he won't fall and hurt himself. So we have his mattress in his room, and then we have, like, that he's using, and then we have the toddler bed in the living room.
Ay, 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 that is a mishmash.
So
why is the toddler bed in the living room?
Because we're like, okay, well, he doesn't want it in the, we're not using it, so we left it there to see if he might, you know, for nap time, could use it. But he's not a real fan of it, so it's just now become where we put all his toys. So that's going to be moving out.
And maybe, you guys aren't going to keep it and hoping that maybe he'll eventually use it?
At least not in my house right now. And also, we're using it because that's, like, right by the window, so he can climb up and look out the window.
Oh, that's actually kind of cute, like a dog.
He loves looking out the window, and he loves hearing airplanes and stuff like that. But then he tries to, like, he'll... I notice this on my downstairs. I open the window and he leans on the like the mesh window thing, the screen.
Oh, yeah. The slider? Yeah. The screen?
The screen part. And he'll lean on it. I'm like, dude, you're heavy now. You're going
to fall.
You're
about to fall through that bitch.
So we can't leave windows open with him unattended.
Because he'll just fall out of them. Mm-hmm. It's not funny, but the thought of that is hilarious and really sad. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I would definitely. I think I would laugh.
Okay. How could you not? Make sure he's okay first.
Right.
And then
laugh about
it'd be hilarious.
And then hopefully somebody took a picture.
A video.
But I mean, I feel like we're a special breed of adults.
Well, I mean, that's nice you even call us that, to be honest.
Because I was thinking, I'm like, yeah, we're doing adult things. Like, you know, you've been with your boyfriend for 4 years. It's a serious thing. But then you gift each other Squishmallows. And I think that is so awesome.
And we go to the Olive Garden.
Like, I love the Olive Garden. I don't know if I could date somebody who's too cool for the OG.
Right? Well, sometimes when I told my friends we were going there, they just were like, are you serious? And I'm like, hell yeah.
Like,
and
I know
it's like, it's pretty inexpensive for like an anniversary date. We don't need no fancy steaks, you know, none of that.
And did you get any cocktails or wine or anything?
Well, it's so funny because I had originally thought his mom got us this like beautiful bottle of champagne. It's like super sparkly. So I was like, we have to save it for a special occasion. So the night before two nights before, I was like, we should pop that bottle open before we go. And then he usually drives anyway. So I assume like I would get a drink or two or three. But I was so hungover from St. Patrick's Day that no, I got like a strawberry lemonade.
Ooh, those are good though.
When I'm hungover, I crave that kind of thing, like a strawberry lemonade or something fresh. With carbonation. Yeah, so no booze is actually really lame.
We're not fancy, and I'm totally okay with this.
Yeah, I mean, I had the thought, I would have wanted to, but sometimes when I'm hungover, I know the hair of the dog is the thing, but sometimes I can't do it. Even though it probably would have made me feel better, but
no, I immediately
the thought.
And yeah, the thought is just like, mm-mm.
Yeah. Mm-mm. No.
Don't even think about it. But
yeah, but it was really, really good.
Did you just hit your knee?
Maybe. Don't judge me.
Well, on that note. Well, like you also like moved away. I'm like, did you hurt yourself, Sarah?
It's like you.
Yep. Me with all my boo-boos.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Right. Oh, God. But if you are an adulty adult or a childish adult like we are, we want to know what makes you a childish adult.
Yeah. Going to the OG for the year anniversary.
Right. But also, like, we want to know, like, it's like, see, for me, I got a mortgage. I, you know, pay my bills, do all that stuff. Do I buy Squishmallows as well? Yes.
Hell yeah. And onesies.
Oh my God, I have
You're
to stop.
You're the onesie queen.
There's a few that I want, but I'm like, I don't need it. I don't need it.
Come on, you haven't gotten a new one in so long. Treat yourself.
I was gifted one for Halloween.
Okay, wait, that actually wasn't that long ago.
I have a flying squirrel now.
Oh, that's really cool. But you need a new one for 2021.
I got to figure it out because I want to get my baby brother into onesies again. He's not a fan. So maybe okay, if I wear him. Yeah, if I wear him, maybe he will.
Yeah, twins.
All right, guys, we want to hear from you, and I'll talk to you next time.
Bye.